You see, I have a lot of problems because it's a cultural thing with WBAI. And it's a cultural thing with Pacifica. When Miguel was named to go to the national board, some people in the infinite wisdom determined that he was not acceptable. That shit is racist. Okay? It's just straight up racist. And that doesn't have existed before the coup existed because, you know, Eutrice Lee utilized that in her own racist way, okay, to play her political game, to consolidate her political power. We don't want a replacement for Latino Journal so we could put another imbecile to talk for an hour or two. Okay, because that doesn't represent Latinos. Let me just finish.
Explain.
Okay, what I'm saying to you is, listen, I don't want it to be said, I disagree with Miguel. I disagree with him strongly in some things. I don't want that, however, to be interpreted to that, you know what, there really isn't a problem. There is a problem. I've been saying that to folks here in the nicest way I know how. I know that me being nice is not usually
that defines you.
But it is what it is. Because yeah. You know what? It's like, and I'll say this again. People one time told me about, you know, one day we're going to develop the Somari Award. Somari helped bury us in the station. So you know what? With all due respect for those who, I can't honor people that you know, step ahead of my people. I won't do it. I would allow for it to be done. It's that simple. With all due respect, if there's any offended people here, you can see me outside. I really don't care. You understand? But you know what? Yeah, I have a problem with this issue with Miguel. And I have a problem at the same time, you know, if people use every time that we have political disagreements, there is a question of anti-Latino-ness. Because there's been efforts in this station, okay, that Bernard White, Don Rojas, Valerie all have ignored. To get a Latino voice heard here, Latino voices heard here. Okay, so those are my comments on this issue of diversity. Let's not play games with it because we're gonna have a long war here. Okay, diversity needs to start thinking about how do you integrate urban Latino, Black, Asian youth into youth programming. Who the hell is the station for when we all die?
I don't know, ask some people around here.
That's my piece, man.
Panama, I just wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, the question that has been used throughout the network, and I probably hear at BAI, to obfuscate the kind of programming you're talking about is one of language. Isn't there a large cross-section of the people in the Latino community who speaks English and can get programming
yes,
in
yes,
English
do we
language?
Yes, there's Spanish language programming, absolutely, but that's not the issue. You know what? When we don't exist because you can't talk about us in Spanish, buy that one, okay? We exist, and the news happening in my community can be told in English. Because, see, you know how people integrate? When they know that we exist, when the non-Spanish-speaking people know what's going on, when we have a bombazo for Vieques, when we have, you know, struggle for this, when we have immigrant work. I apologize, I came late because I just came from Peekskill, New York, where there's a shop called Carter. Is about to be shut down by the city of Peekskill. 105 Latino immigrant, many undocumented workers are about to lose their job, their livelihood, their health insurance, everything. That needs to be told. People here need to know that.
All right.
Yes.
Latino
oh, well.
Spanish or English?
I'm sorry.
English.
Latino was bilingual.
Bilingual.
Okay. Okay. Gail, and then
Okay. I think we need to move forward on figuring out who should be part of this diversity committee. I would echo something that Joe said and maybe somebody else said. Miguel, I have enormous respect for you, for the work you do outside of this room, for the work you've done in this room. It happens that I don't feel that we're on the same page around this particular issue in terms of what should be happening at Pacifica and so, you know, my reservation in having you seated on this committee is because I don't feel that you really speak for me. And I think that, you know, maybe some other folks on the lab have the same issue. I would move to have the three people be Ray and Mimi and Sheila. I think we had some internet discussion about that. Maybe we can put a motion on the floor and vote on it.
Could I just speak to that issue? It's just one sentence. Could we just perhaps hear people's suggested names and then we write them down and then just whoever gets the most.
But there's only one problem with that. The problem with that is that there's a mandate for the national board.
There is no mandate.
Well, that's my
opinion. Well, we're going to clarify that.
We have
that
to clarify that.
Yeah. Look, you can clarify you want. I was in the meeting. I was there.
As a matter of fact, in that meeting, Miguel, you stood up next to a column and vocally said that you didn't want to be on the committee. They can select other people.
And in fact, it was clarification.
One second. Let me just respond to you, Errol, that I think that there's a tape of that meeting.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
So, no, and I'm not recall at all saying that I don't want to be part of the committee. I was responding basically to a comment by Marion, which was in the sense that she said, when it was on part of the meeting that part of the motion that was changed later on, that the chairperson was the person supposed to appoint another person to that. And that's what Marion was responding. And that's when I stand up and say, and she didn't even make a comment in public. Okay, she just talked to me. So that to me, this is, look, let's put it this way. This lab can do whatever they feel like.
No.
Okay, there's a mandate. Look.
Can I just finish?
Okay, so don't just, you know. So I made my own decision, and believe me, that is not based on anybody, pressure or anything, because I've been through that, and I made my decision, and I live with it. So this lab can decide sometimes people say something in a meeting and this lab remove it, even when the person say, okay, which is I find it really outrageous, but that's the way this lab functions. So there is a mandate by the national board that I stand for. I had to look for legal advice in that sense, I will, because I think I don't think that this lab had the power to change that. If the people, I want to comment that based on Joe's comments, I think that is not Joe and not entitled to decide if I represent people of color or not, okay? And nobody can decide that in this table because you don't know the work that maybe you know some of the work that I do in this community, but you don't know the work that I do. And even if I mention some people try to exclude that from the conversation, because it seems to me like they wanted to put it this way, to say that they represent people of color, I don't think that you represent people of color either. The fact that you take a position doesn't mean that you represent the entire community that is there. I'm the same group from Panama. We don't have to be agree on everything. I respect his position. Doesn't mean that Panama represents some group. Doesn't mean that I don't represent all the group and that here. So the difference is, if we are working in WBAI, and I made my contribution to WBAI, when I know it's a problem that could be, people can try to ignore it or whatever, even when people talk openly and publicly, say something else, what I see the effort that I made to try to bring some people here. And that's the effort that I make working with other people, that any of you don't bring any people here or any other groups to work at WBAI. You don't consult anybody. You come here with your own position. You consult among yourself. But you probably represent less people than me. So in that sense, when people say that I don't feel responsible, that I don't represent people of color, I mean, I question you because I don't think that you come in from a political position to say that. You don't have the support. You cannot prove that. And at this point, And I don't know if Sylvia is still there. I mean, we're working with more people who are being disenfranchised for WBAI than all of you all together.
You don't know that.
Let's not get into that.
But Miguel,
can we move the agenda to what we originally
Miguel, we agreed. I think Dominique's position is something that we need to get back to. Dominique's position was that we agreed that we had talked. I, as I said before, I think it's good that we did have this dialogue, but I think that it's now getting past whatever political position we were taking, because I think it's getting too personal. And so, since we're here to do two specific things, one is, if I understand it correctly, is to decide who will be the people on the diversity committee, and the other is to maybe offer some kind of suggestion about diversity language. That's what I thought was supposed to be this emergency meeting, because this information and this work has a time constraint. And so now it is 20 minutes after 9.
Well, I think that let me make my position clear on that.
I'm just really suggesting.
Things. Look, I don't want to stop. I mean, hey, if you want to take a vote and decide who's going to be in that committee, you can be my guest. Okay, that's one thing. The second thing is, I stand with my position that I'm clear what I had that position. I was in that meeting. I mean, person who came out with that position, which was Carrie Spooner, she wrote about it. You saw that clearly. So I stand with that position. So there's one thing that I'm going to be part of this committee because of the mandate for the national board. There's no other reason than you can bring 20 people if you want to this committee, be part of that thing. If the people are agreed, but that's my position at this point. So what I heard otherwise from the national board, that I shouldn't be part of this committee, I would change my position, but in the meantime, I won. So that is my position. And hey, if I don't have to, look, if she wants to take the vote, she can take the vote. I won't, because I think that this
but lab, can I address that a little bit, Miguel?
Let me finish. By the national board, I stand with them. And that is my final position. So,
actually, there was one thing that they should have forgot. We, as I said, we found a tape of the discussion. So we thought that you don't exclude it at all. I mean, when you left the other day, I asked you not to leave. The national board will decide who can sit. For example, if they decide that one of the individuals has to be the lab chair, that's it.
That
if they decide that it doesn't have to be, but it was not
made.
It was not made. I'm telling you, it was not made.
The decision was made. Decision
and, and that's what you have SCY.
I was part of this meeting.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Let's stick to the issue.
Okay, we can call this primary clear. I mean, there is a minutes from the meeting, official, accepted by this.
Okay, I'm going to call you.
By the national board, and they just have to approve it. Now, I stand with that. I think that Leslie talked about that. So I stand with Leslie's position.
Leslie Kagan
and Carrie Spooner. So, okay. To me, to try to say that we have this in the computer now, I was part of this meeting. I heard what's going on. I mean, Mayor was part of this meeting also.
Maybe you're mistaken.
Let me reset the official position of the board. In that sense, if we have to, you cannot at this point change the national board position.
But let me tell you what it is, okay. Though. The national board position is that.
Let me say it then.
The national board position is that if there's any disagreement on it, the chair statutes as to what's correct.
Okay, let me.
In this case, Leslie decided.
Just one second. Okay. These are people talking right now, mention my name. Right now, I just want to recognize people from this table.
Okay.
Okay, so nobody else, please.
Okay, so what the national board decided is that if there's any disagreement as to what the decision was, not the vote necessarily, but what the agreement was, that the chair was statute. Leslie did statute and decided that the first vote that was based on Carol's motion was the one that was legal. There was no formal amendment to that, so therefore that's what stays. However, there's more to it. The next phase is that if after the chair of the board statutes, any board member disagrees with that decision, then the chair is asked to call a meeting of the board, in this case to conference call, then the board will take a vote and decide what is the result. And that's where we stand. So that it doesn't happen in a vacuum. So when we found out the tape was found, we said, okay, why don't we listen to it so all of us understand. When the decision is made, there's something that's made because some people wanted one thing or another, but that some things were said specifically during that conversation. And that is the purpose of that. And I believe personally that the tape will show that in summarizing, for example, the decision of the board, that Leslie said exactly that the labs will pick individuals, not necessarily on the lab, that is as they see fit.
How much of the tape do we want in here?
Well, as little as possible, I guess. We cannot hit it.
You can get 15 minutes of it.
Okay, you can get 3 minutes of it if you like. You get 2 minutes.
Just talk by related to
okay, so we have, you know, get the speaker. You can hear it louder than I can with these speakers.
Okay. So to me, it doesn't make any difference. I will stand by the position. If Leslie changed that, I will go along with that. So but right at this point, I don't want to go into this game that we have this, I have this, that. So. That
but Miguel, you were nominated.
I was very clear.
You were nominated. I don't understand why you're arguing.
No, it was a mandate by the national board. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. But the lab also agrees. And the lab is agreeing.
No,
the lab is not disagreeing.
Look, the lab.
Why are we fighting over that, folks?
If the lab is not agreed on that, that is a different story. No, now is who. When this is a mandate by the national board that the chairperson had to be part of this diversity committee, yes. So I want to stand with that.
This,
so you can say
I just told you it's not fine.
Now, if that was the case,
that's not what I said, Miguel.
When you say that the lab is not agreed,
Miguel, look, I
are we
going to
argue
that.
Back and forth? Are we going to conduct the meeting?
Excuse me, Miguel. That is not what I said. Yeah. Absolutely not.
So what did you say?
Completely misheard.
Can you just repeat what you
tell
just said?
Tell them what you said. We agree. You were already nominated. I don't understand why you're arguing. That's what I said.
I don't know what that means.
Some people had suggested Miguel's name. He's saying that we're not suggesting his name. I saw your name on the email.
But the majority of people voted otherwise.
I just wanted to make that clear, so I
Miguel. I make a motion that this board, this lab, listen to an appropriate amount of time, maybe 50 minutes of this or less, if possible, so that we can educate ourselves as to what the reality of this, the basis for the discussion is anyway, if not the reality of it, some of the factual notion of what actually happened. Do you have any problem with that?
I do have some problem with that, and to tell you the truth, the problem that I have with that is that at this point, I think that Pacifica National Board, who made that decision, need to clarify that decision. And there was an email that you raised by Carol Spooner, mm-hmm. an email by Leslie, mm-hmm. the chairperson of the Pacifica National Board. And so I don't understand what is all that game now and say, oh no, this is what I have, like Errol said, I have this on my computer and I have 50 minutes of this or that. So to me, at this point, if you say that, okay, that is authorized by the Pacifica National Board and that is officially, okay, I will accept that. But on the other hand, I don't. So to me, it's a problem that Pacifica National Board ruled that I shouldn't be part of that board, and I would have.
But it hasn't
that.
Decided yet, though. It hasn't.
Well, hello. Hasn't decided, right?
That's the point. Hello. Tonight, I will send to everybody an email specifically from Carol Spooner, as Secretary of the Board, telling exactly what I just said, telling me, which is that the now that Leslie has made the decision that to consider on a narrow basis, and since individuals disagree, and I'm definitely one of them. And by the way, she added her name to it. At this point, both of us, both Carol Spooner and I, have formally asked that Leslie call for a meeting of the board to make a decision.
Okay. So
and that's where we stand.
So, okay, fine.
And I will release that email tonight. Everybody can see.
Right, and I got no problem with that. Now,
I think I'm going home.
Two things that I need to be clear here. Okay. You were in that meeting when that vote was taken, was taken. So you didn't say anything on that meeting in reference to that.
Miguel.
Because
I thought we all agreed that it was going to be brother.
I think. Let me go to Andy and then to Errol.
Yeah, can I just say, I'm really troubled that we're, you know, arguing among ourselves. This is, you know, there are people who have different interpretations of this. Carol Spooner had her version. Leslie had her version. You know, maybe they can listen to this tape. I listened to a bit of a tape that Ray sent out on Friday. It was a 4 minute and 28 second snippet, right? And it didn't have the discussion, didn't say what they were voting on, except that they were going to consult the Maldef lawyer. That was the one thing that was mentioned about the vote. Then Leslie was asked to summarize what went down. And she said, she gave an ambiguous statement that the lab would choose any two people from their city. They would work through it and they would have the people by Wednesday.
Right.
Now, that was at the end of about an hour of discussion, which was broken up. You know, they thought they concluded it, then there was some discussion back and forth, then this lady lay down, the discussion was reopened. That bit I haven't heard. That's on this tape, this file that Fred has put up today, that I haven't had a chance to listen to, but maybe it's all there. But what disturbs me is that we are here arguing over an interpretation and the IPMB doesn't even have it. You know, we're becoming divisive here, and this whole thing is supposed to be about, you know, coming up with people that represent the lab, and, you know, everyone has their ideas. I was the only one who mentioned Miguel. I think Miguel represents a minority viewpoint on the lab. I'm not quite sure what that is. He would have been in your position, Ray, had it not been for the imbroglio.
Absolutely.
That time. He has been at the forefront of the lawsuits since day one. He has represented this lab. He negotiated. He went back and forth ad nauseum. He's been involved. So, you know, that's my position. But I'm torn that we're discussing this minute detail, yet has to go to the IPMB. And at the same time, last week I called up Leslie Kagan to get her opinion. She was busy working at United for Peace, trying to stop a war, which no one has mentioned here tonight, you know. And, you know, I've never felt so embarrassed in my life calling up her and asking about her clarification on this. And, you know, I can understand that she doesn't have time. And maybe she'll call the IPMB again and meet, but I think we should push for the obvious solution, which is a 20-member board, have four people from this. You know, if that's what everybody wants.
Well, I voted for that, by the way.
Yeah.
I voted for 20 members.
You're
going to be in about a week to go. Why can't you finish it?
She won't accept it.
I offered to resign. I don't want to be on this miserable, argumentative national body, which is polarized. I offered to resign.
That's
Sheila
right.
was gracious and committed and heartfelt. Maldonado was the one who refused to accept any accommodation whatsoever. And it's put us into a divisive and destructive situation 2 weeks before the most important case dealing with civil rights in 25 years is to be argued before the Supreme Court. No one has excluded. We have spent time and energy and personal pathos and ethos to include Miguel at every step. I wrote the letters for this board, bitterly complaining to the Leslie Kagans and others about the exclusion of Miguel. I fought with people on this board to do that. He has been included, he has been involved, he has been advocated for, and Sheila and myself vociferously and Ray advocated to our own particular exclusion for Miguel to be on that. He has steadfastly refused, provoking a crisis.
almost as a provocateur that has destroyed the process absolutely and conclusively. And that's what's going on. He doesn't want to be, because there is an intent to create disruption.
Oh, come on.
Miguel. What Mimi is referring to, though, is that at one point you said that either she that leaves or you will leave. When I made the decision earlier as the chair of the committee that all individuals from New York could participate into the board statute.
I asked you in that meeting to clarify the situation.
And that's right. And you were yelling at me while I was trying.
When I asked you to clarify the situation, you totally went out of the role.
I did well with you guys.
And my idea on that committee, and I had to make that clear, because people can not just try to come out with accusation here and pretend that Mimi personally stay here, that I'm a provocateur and all of that. When I asked you, and I think you wrote on that, when I asked you to clarify the situation, you went back to explain your position on that. My position at that point was that for the sake of that committee, I don't want to be part of that discussion, and I will wait to solve this problem. Okay,
yeah, but
and
that's out of why, discussion
well, because the situation, and I say that clearly, you were talking all the time,
Miguel,
I don't want them to stay here the whole night. Okay, so
Miguel,
you
said I was next.
Yeah, but you
now,
have
when did you change? When
you have a mess here, and you're trying to create a crisis here.
I am trying to create
a
crisis.
You're trying to create a crisis here that to disorganize the whole meeting. Okay,
this is a good idea.
And that's what it is.
How do I get on the list
so,
to speak?
So, all right.
No, you're not, bro. No, okay. How do I get on the list to speak?
And I say, and I make clear my position in that sense. So okay. The people wanted to, trying to, whatever position they'll uptake, I tell
you
that I
do stand you
on
have
my
a
position.
Speaker's list in front of you, Miguel?
Can rule out.
After you, who speaks?
You're on your position.
All right.
Now there's a motion and the
okay.
floor.
Well, let somebody else chair the meeting. Maybe we'll move on.
Okay, guys.
There's a motion on the floor.
Can you repeat the motion?
What is your motion?
I made a motion that we spend the appropriate amount of time to listen to this tape, this recording, enough to clarify for us what actually was said. I'm removing the word, the truth, you know, what was said during the meeting of the National Board.
38 minutes we're supposed to listen
yeah,
to?
Yeah, but no, not
whatever.
That.
Whatever.
This is the official verdict.
Okay, how many board members want to listen? How many board members want to listen to this tape to get a clarification of the
well,
matter?
Well, obviously do.
Okay.
I would, but I'm not going to be here. I'd just like to say, because I have to leave, that the National Board, some people on the National Board, have had serious problems with inclusion. And I just want to, and I have always felt welcomed by this board, but I just want to publicly thank Bob Lederer and Ray and Janice for pushing very hard at the National Board to get a policy put in there that they would be inclusive. And all of their future meetings on any level up and down the line would also include opportunities for people with disabilities to
okay.
be involved
yes.
in it.
That would
be that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Anne. I've given out the papers, but Anne has shared with us. I think you have a copy of it. Can we the board has agreed to listen to this tape, so can we hear this tape now? Fred, did you put this tape on? I don't care.
I think mine may be, I don't know, quality of life.
So let me just say that I will excuse myself from this meeting, and I will,
Where are you going?
Because I don't recognize any tape And I stand with my position. If I had to look legal advice on that, if this law
it sounds like a threat.
I would do it.
Miguel, you are one of the people. Can you sit down, you're going to walk out on this point, at this point
I don't think that I should keep running the meeting in that sense. I don't recognize these procedures that have been done here, and I live with that.
Democratic vote, that's the procedure.
So you can take the vote that you want.
It's called no.
You have the room for that. Okay. I exclude myself from this process at this point.
All right. Okay.
Well, you can take it
off.
I agree with Jabari that there is a certain amount of continuity from that. Okay, can we
Okay. It starts with a straw poll. Right. Okay. Yeah.
The assumption that having a 1-year term would eliminate continuity.
Okay. And then he talks about whether it's going to be two weeks or 3 weeks after 10 minutes. Then they decide who's going to be the IPND members that are on the board. There is some confusion on what exactly was decided because it was like a straw poll. And yeah, Leslie states that it's two people chosen by the lab plus one IPMB member. Then Carol states that the proposal is not over and it has to be rediscussed after 20 minutes. Then there's some modification, like three people from each lab after 21 minutes. After 23 minutes, the discussion of what the committee membership is. And somebody proposed an open membership. I think when Anel showed up and did her thing. After 28 minutes, there's a decision that the lab selects two people.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Right. I mean, it was stated several times. Okay. After 34 and a half minutes, it's stated again. It was stated really three times. So I don't know what you want to listen to. You want to start from the beginning? You have the time. It's like 2010.
Yeah, these were discussions.
Right.
These were discussions going back and forth, and at one point.
Do you want to know when the IPMB chair summarized what was decided? Is that what you want?
And when they all agreed to what it was going to be after all the discussions,
it was pertinent.
They came down to.
All of which
aligning himself with all the people who talked against him.
Shall be held in spaces fully accessible.
Can we ask him to come in and listen?
Really? No. Who?
He doesn't want to listen. He's out there.
Chris, put your table.
Argument in favor of things analysis. I pointed that out. However, in discussing with our fearless leader and others, and I think it's.
You turn
this
it
is
up,
the
please?
He's trying. Accessibility issue.
How come you had it on the speaker so nicely before?
These opinions in your lap. No. So right. You need two people. Two people reflect the opinions in your lap. So then we have two. Per lab, plus
that's
one.
Are you saying that the national board?
That's why I have it. That's what I have. It starts like this. There's a beep, and then it goes on.
So can we hear it then?
That's what I got.
Okay.
The opinions in your lap. No. So right. You need two people. Two people reflect the opinions in your lap.
Yes.
Much right. Better. So then we have two per lab, plus one. The
are you saying that the national board member doesn't represent their constituency?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
I want to say that. Yes, the constituency, in case people haven't noticed, is fractured. You know, we need to bring all the different perspectives on this together.
Be careful.
We can't exclude anybody, so this committee needs to be big enough to include. Three from each lab. I want the chair and two more lab members.
Plus one person from the board. So it'd be 20 people. There are two proposals before us. One is a total of 15 people. And the other is 20 people. The 15 people would be two from each lab, plus one from each single area on the from the board. And then the 20 people would be made up of three from each lab, plus one from each board. So can we just take a straw poll?
I'm adding a member of your staff. This is a constituency that's going to be affected by what we're talking about.
Let me also say, though, it's not like this conversation is just beginning. Right? There's a lot of material to work with here. There are drafts written, there are proposals, different ideas. So, and obviously, someone from the lab or the board members on it wouldn't be banned from talking to somebody on the staff.
I heard that.
But let's just see if we're going to have, can we just do a quick show of hands if people want it, 15 or 20? Okay? All who would prefer 15, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And all would prefer 20, raise your hand. 1, 2. So can you listen?
Okay.
So now the question is timing, right? I think that's the next question. Because ideally, we would like to, I think everybody in Pacifica would like to get these bylaws done as quickly as possible, right? Obviously, we've taken the time to try and get them better and better and better, right? But now we're really down to the crunch. This is the one remaining, major issue here. What is realistic to get this work done, to get this proposal done? 2 weeks to write it? 2 weeks to write it? That would mean then in 2 weeks it comes to us, and it goes out to each of the national board members, and 7 days later we have a conference call and ratify the bylaws, hopefully.
Can you say that again?
In two weeks' time, I don't have a calendar in front of me, 2 weeks' time, this committee of 15 would have language.
Recommended.
Yeah, recommended. And then it goes as part of the redrafted bylaws, with the changes we made today, and any cleaning up of language, whatever. And it goes to everybody on the interim board, because we have to give everyone 7 days' notice. So in 2 weeks, it comes to us, and then it goes turn around right away, goes out to the full board, and 7 days after that, we have a conference call with one agenda item on the conference call to vote on the bylaws.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah, anybody can read it, of course.
It'll be published.
Of course, it'll be published like everything else that's been published. No, we're not going to let you read it.
No.
I was hoping we could choose people in the room.
Yeah,
we're here for this discussion because they're getting the information and the instructions and they're here.
I would like to suggest that maybe some people who are not here might be.
Okay, let's come back to that question. Can we agree on the timeline?
2 weeks. What is it 2 weeks based on?
It's just based on trying to get it done quickly, but obviously it's not going to be done overnight.
We see that we do it every time. We rush and then it's like hurry up and wait.
That's the question. Is 2 weeks good? Is it doable in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Can we get decent, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair. Can we get decent airline tickets within 2 weeks?
We don't need airline tickets.
It's all going to be done by telephone?
By phone
and email.
Okay.
No tickets. Yeah, Janice.
I'm concerned. How will these people work together? They're going to be on the telephone? 20 people on a conference call? How will this work?
15 people
on a conference call?
Well, email and comments. I mean, you know,
hello.
That'd be a discussion. It's hard to email with this kind of discussion. You got to have telephone conference.
Yeah, but somebody would draft something and circulate to the group, and then the group has a conference call and talks about it, says yes, no, and somebody else drafts it and gets circulated again. Then you have another conference call. That's how it happened. Or one way it could happen. Okay. There's the balancing act here between wanting to give the group the time to get the work done and wanting to move forward on these bylaws and get them done. Because after this process, after, let's say, it's 2 weeks, and then another week for the board to meet, then what we've passed, hopefully, then that goes to the labs, and hopefully 3 out of 5 vote on it. Then we start the election process. So we're talking about at least a month to 5 weeks away to begin the election process, right, on a tool, if this committee is asked to do its work in 2 weeks. I know some people feel it's not enough time. Is there anybody out there who thinks it is enough time?
Madam Chair.
No.
Okay, I actually don't like it either. I've been saying that for 17 months or however long.
Well, that's true.
And I think it'll be another week. I think it'll be 21 days to work on this.
Okay, Teresa.
I think if we went from the approach of what we've got now, started from there, it should not take that long.
It shouldn't take 2 weeks?
It would be in 1 week.
We have meetings.
Okay, I think that 2 weeks is a minimum for a group to work. It's not going to start sitting down tomorrow morning. No. 2 weeks is what's proposed. Marion just suggested that it be 3 weeks.
No, I said that's one way we could approach it is set 2 weeks as our goal. But if we find that we need a bit more work here, we not be given any more time than another week to do it.
So the goal would be 2 weeks, but we would understand that it might take 3 weeks.
Right.
The thing is, I think we just need to set some realistic time and try and stick with it. Because then we have to set up another meeting, you know, other things are dependent on it.
So, you want to just say 2 weeks and leave it at that?
No.
Yeah. All right, folks, I want to take a show of hands. 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
But let's see why, though. I mean, for example, if we have an integration process. I'm sorry,
okay.
Go ahead.
Carol, and then Ray.
Let's have one person speak for 2 weeks and one person speak for 3 weeks and then take a vote.
Okay. So, who would like to speak in favor of. Excuse me. All right, folks. I'm sorry. It actually slows us down when you yell out like that.
Get some order.
Okay. Can we have one person who favors 2 weeks, please?
Carol? I think that we should set it for 2 weeks. I think the issues are very well defined. We've had a national debate for several months. And that we have to bite the bullet and come to everyone act in good faith to work towards finding something that's acceptable. And if we can't do that in 2 weeks, I don't think we can do it at all. I really don't. I don't think 3 weeks or another week makes a difference. I think the issues are so well defined. And that I would ask from the committee a commitment that if it takes having a conference call every other night for 2 weeks. The foundation pays for the phone calls. You guys, this is crucial. We just got to get it ironed out. I want to turn it over to you to do.
Okay, 3 weeks. Ray, do you want to speak to that?
With all due respect, I think Carol has made that speech before. And yet, we went over bylaws, articles, then corrected them. I don't think they're well defined. I think we think we grasp them completely, and we've been repeatedly forced to reevaluate how much time it takes to do it properly. So I think that if we went through this iterative process where the lab actually participate fully and understand what's going on, I think we have to reach out to them to do it properly. And I think that 2 weeks is the very minimum. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves back here or somewhere else and extending the process again and not doing it well.
Okay, we vote.
Well, I think it's a Q on each.
But today, this committee will be formed, right? And the committee will figure out when they're going to have your first conference call, et cetera, et cetera, right? In 3 weeks, we'll get it. Obviously, if you get it sooner, that's fine. No one's going to, you know, don't hold it back. If you get it done sooner than 3 weeks, let us know. But at the outset, 3 weeks. The day we get it, we send it overnight express, or, yeah, we have to send, because the whole 2 days. No. We're gonna need a little time to integrate it into the bylaws. And the whole bylaws have to be photocopied and sent overnight mail. It's gonna take 2 days or so. And 7 days from when people have it, there'll be a conference call. Okay? Okay. Yes.
Don't we need a coordinator? Somebody to be the coordinator.
Okay. And also, who on the board? Let's go city by city. Who from New York? Okay. Ray. Washington. Rob. Barry.
Okay.
Mary. Okay. Houston.
All right.
Come
on,
Charles.
What's going on? What's hard? Matthew Moore. Okay, all right.
It's really hard to be Charles.
Charles, please, Charles.
He does this? No. Hey.
What about you?
Teresa.
Can the other board member in the area anybody can help.
But this is the this is just the core group to make sure it happens. Okay, Teresa. LA. I wonder who that will be. And then Berkeley, I think it's Carol. Right? Well, you'll talk to Peter. He will do it, but
Pete has been our race and nationality subcommittee member from Berkeley. However, Pete just had a death in the family, and this is not a very good time for him. If, in his absence, I'll volunteer, but I would defer if he feels he's able to do this.
Okay, so Carol will work out with Pete. Okay, so when we convene later...
Who's the point person? Who's the point person?
Within this ranks... Who's going to be the overall coordinator?
Mary.
Look at
this.
He hasn't got email.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about
that. I know people
who have it. Mary, you don't have email.
I got email.
Okay, who's going to convene? Who's going to convene it, though?
I do.
Okay, all right, we'll see that. Okay, yes.
I'm volunteer.
Okay.
Say yeah.
Fred, turn up.
Not necessarily. He was on a microphone. He was sitting.
Yeah, rewind.
No.
You
want to
hear that?
I don't think he can hear it. He was on the microphone.
I got email.
Okay, who's gonna convene? Who's gonna convene it though? I know, but
I'm good.
Okay, all right, we'll pick that. Okay, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm about to hear.
Okay. Now, before everyone goes home this weekend, right, you're going to decide who's from New York, who's from Texas, who's from, et cetera. The committee will hopefully touch base in person, and, you know, it doesn't have to go back to the cities to figure out who's going to, it's got to be the full committee has to be put together.
There's been one casualty so far.
Has to be put together.
Are you okay?
Is she right?
Fine.
About what?
That's what she did.
Okay.
What's wrong with it?
Okay. So I mean, we're done with the process now, so you can get up. Or you can stay. It doesn't matter.
That's what I can do with this,
folks, we got to move this agenda.
I don't think you made it clear, though, that this is going to be sort of like the bylaws, that it won't just be the lab members locked up somewhere. It's going to be input from whoever wants to have input.
Well, let me just say, yes, yes, of course input is always welcome. Well, I think input is always welcome. But we are not asking people to convene meetings in their city to have discussion. You've got 3 weeks to do this. Hopefully you do it even in less time.
Miguel.
Since we have a difficult situation in New York, and I think that this national board should make clear in terms of the process and how we're going to end up with two people, and, you know, that the people, because I already, these people approaching to me with no reason, you know, like, this is not, you know, I think this is the kind of, that's how we end up not finish the process on time, but we need to do that.
I'm not getting to the lab to make the decision. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but we got to do something.
Listen, folks, I would really urge that when the meeting ends tonight, that people, you know, try and figure it out tonight. Who are the two people from each city are going to be? So
this
that
just
everybody knows who's on the committee. Huh? Well, we have, it's 5 to 6, and there are 3 other items.
Very clear.
Next hour.
What you say was the people that were here. So which is like, I know the problem. She's here. You could be the person, but, you know. So I just don't understand what is the decision that the people were here. She's already here.
Right.
Be the person.
Two plus the national board person.
Two.
And all right. I just want to say something. We have people in New York who are really experts at diversity on that lab. People who have done a lot of work in diversity.
Right, right. I
and I do not want to miss these people.
Right.
And
right.
I think those people have to be asked. As I know one person could put together a diversity thing right now, and
okay.
I expect to ask her to do that, who's been a long member of this board.
Right, for the lab, right.
But
okay.
We've already read her proposal. Why don't you just bring it to the committee?
Okay, but maybe she'll have another proposal. Number one is that before everyone leaves this meeting this weekend, the committee needs to know who else is on the committee. I really don't want to do that now. It's 5 to 6. I want to move the agenda. There are 3 other items we need to do today. The KPFK situation, well, maybe we won't do the personnel committee. Okay, go on.
No,
AC.
I
really like it.
Yeah.
AC, yeah.
Okay.
Step right up to the mic. Tilt it up, yeah.
I think that we've made one slight error. You've drawn people from the lab and from the board. You have not extended at least one person from the constituent, from the community. That should be a listener, should be involved, at least one. in each area. I know that would extend the numbers, but...
You see, there would be folks who would represent the business, too.
Well, I
know. I'm just saying, folks, the lab...
Yeah, I know that. I agree with you, but I think that...
Is there anybody in the lab who's not a listener?
Me.
No, I don't mean that. I'm thinking of something between that...
Folks, listen, no one is saying that this committee can only talk to the other 14 people on the committee, right, the committee members. Of course you can talk and get input from other people, you know, but the committee needs to be put together tonight or tomorrow, right, it needs to be put together this weekend. If you feel from your city that there's somebody else from your lab who should be on it, who's not here, then you'll meet with the other people, you'll tell them that. Right, you work it out. I mean, can we move the agenda?
Sure. Well, relative to some kind of structure in terms of how to select the people that are going to be on this thing, so we all know what's up. To say that it'd be the lab chair and or their designee plus another member of the lab, or another person selected by the lab, you could say. Selected by the lab.
But that means they have to meet the lab and meet David.
And we've been having a meeting on a moment's notice for many months now. I dare say that they'd be willing to jump at this one.
Okay, Carol.
All right, what I'm feeling here is resistance to the proposal. People don't like it.
Duh.
We need to stop a minute and figure out what's wrong with this proposal and why people don't like it. And if that takes us 20 minutes to do, I suggest we do it.
Okay, and also, is there an alternative proposal?
Please help us. I'm not trying to impose my suggestion on somebody. I'm trying to come up with something that gets all five station areas working together in a small enough group to do the work.
Okay, is there an alternative proposal or a modification on this proposal or something? No.
Then I can drop dead.
Okay, modification we suggested is that there be three people from each lab, one, the third person being from the Race and Nationality Committee of each lab. Couldn't that be one of the two people from the lab?
The lab should be able to competently select somebody, for goodness sakes.
Folks, I'm sorry, I can't hear when everybody's talking at once. Again, we want a working body, right? It's a big job politically. It's a big political job in a short amount of time, so it needs to be a working group. All right, Teresa and then Tom.
Madam Chair. When I, the reason I didn't want 20 people was because I thought you were going to be shipping people out on airplanes to different coasts.
No.
Okay. If it's going to be conference call, I would suggest that these people from each area get into a room somehow for these conference calls on a speaker phone. Then you really only have five people on the line, you know, and you can kind of see each other as you're speaking. But so maybe it would not be unreasonable to think that we would have two people, as Carol had originally suggested, and the lab chairs, and
three from each lab.
Yeah. If that would fix the problem.
Just a general question. Yeah. I didn't see that a lot of people were that against the 15. Right. Can we just get a straw poll from people and see how they feel about it?
Which people?
Out there.
Out here, because that's what you seem to be concerned about. So I'd like to see what they think.
Many of us met for hours and days and months. Many of us, our work in politics that brought us to Pacifica is anti-racism, anti-prejudice, which means we might have some expertise. So open committees might be much more efficient because we'll bring in the expertise. The fact that somebody might be the chair of the lab, might mean a lot of confidence in them in many issues. Some of them have proven to lack the skill and the understanding of what are issues of racism to really be able to do the proper call, so that as Pacifica, we are efficient in building a body and encoding that in bylaws that will ensure that we will function better regarding this issue. So open committees is what we recommend, but you know, contained and led by somebody.
Leslie?
And we have a deadline, we have executable, so it's doable.
Leslie?
Yeah.
Could we maybe set a deadline of Wednesday or so for the labs to go back and do what she suggested they do and let us know. Then we can have our first conference call Thursday or Friday to get this process started. I think you're right. The lab chair may not be the person for that.
So that's the beginning of the challenge.
I'm just trying to see if there's agreement to give the lab until Wednesday to come up with the two people. Let us know.
I would like to. We had a person line protest, and actually, I would like her to voice her concerns.
She's still
stretched under the circumstances. But hers is not. You don't have to be that member.
You know, I was so frustrated with the discussion that was going on. I had to leave the room just to kind of just
identify
take a break.
You identify yourself? Identify who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Annelle from Houston. And I was standing outside and I said, you know, This is specific. People having demonstrations, and we go and we cover demonstrations. I said, I'm going to have a lie-in. You know, I can't say anything. The least I can do is just lie and just say, and I don't agree. What I think would be better, there are a lot of people who have been dialoguing about this in the last few weeks. There's been a lot of talk here. Board members have been talking. Charles has been talking. And then what I see, the discussion, nothing about all that talking back and forth has come out. And then it's like it's going in another way, different from all the talking and all the negotiating and all, can you go with this and can you agree to that? And all of that just got lost. And I feel that we don't need to lose that because I thought we had gotten somewhere. What I would suggest we look at, it's all right for lab members to be on this work group, but look at the people who have an interest and who really want to work on it and really come to consensus. And open it up if there are any people here who are interested and sincerely working on it for the good of the organization and moving forward, and consider lab members. I think, you know, 10 to 12 people are fine. And just work on it, and rather than say, oh, it needs to be the lab, lab chairs don't have time and probably don't want to do it. And so get the people who really want to.
Well, and then can we ask the lab chair to help to develop a process for getting two people by Wednesday?
Right, and I think the lab chairs would be good to be on it, but I think if there are people here from different signal areas, you know, maybe four, you know, that's okay, who really want to work on this process, that's fine. Okay, so. 4 weeks. I think 4 weeks is reasonable. I'd say four because I, like everybody else, I have a job 9 to 5. I do programming. I do other work and all of that. And if I really want to do a commitment to this project and do a good job, I need time to do it. And I think that's true for everyone. That's why I say 4 weeks is reasonable. Okay, Carol.
One reason why I think we need to have lab members on this is because it's likely that what comes out of this will need to be approved by the lab. It is useless to get a consensus, an agreement of people who don't have to approve it. And now, it can come with a strong recommendation, but I'm afraid that if we don't have lab members involved in this, we won't get the approval of the labs.
Plus, Carol, that prevents the members who are from the lab reaching out in their own signal areas, talking to everybody.
Yeah, and I don't see how all this momentum and negotiation that's been building up is going to be lost because the people who've been doing the negotiations and talking, some of them are lab members. Get them on the committee. Just keep talking. Just come to us back to us with something.
Okay. Yeah, I have a question. And again, I just want to reiterate that. If there's a limited number of people on the national committee, that is some board, national board people and some people from each city, the lab people, whatever, that doesn't exclude other people being involved in the discussion. It just means there's X number, 15 is what we're talking about, to have a conference call. So hopefully those 15 are informed by discussions and ideas and input from other people in their cities. It's just instead of having a conference call with 50 people, you have a conference call with 15. That's all we're talking about here. And now how the people that, you know, to be on the conference call designated, maybe Marion is right, that we ask the lab chairs to quickly go back to their cities and have a quick discussion about whether or not they want their lab chair or their lab chair and someone else from the lab or somebody from the lab and somebody from the community or, you know, or two other people. It doesn't matter who, but that the labs should be involved in selecting who the two people are who are going to join the
other.
It's not over.
No. Okay, can that work for people? No, that doesn't work.
Talking about 15 member committee?
15 member committee. One from each, a board member from each city, and two other people from each city, where the labs are involved in selecting who those two people are. It could be two lab people, it could be two non-lab people, it could be one lab person and one non-lab person.
By Wednesday night,
who's the lab, that process will have been done.
Now please, we got to vote on this.
We are at the point.
We really have to vote.
Where we've been for months around this issue. It's probably the most contentious issue in this country right now. When we want to get an opinion on issues of domestic law and other complex matters, what we've done is that we've gone out and we have paid the money to have the legal consultant that we want that will give us the opinion that maybe suit us best. I heard Madame Teresa said before she consulted with a lawyer and that lawyer came back with a proposal rejected as being probably the most sound to fulfill the diversity criteria. I think we are at a stage now.
Now, before that, let's start off that talking one second. No, Greg, go back. God, so stubborn. No, Fred, no.
Cut to the chase, hold on. Speed it up.
No, you can't. I think she put it.
I don't even hear it.
Gail's there.
Okay, now stop.
I like the original.
I don't
want to
hear
him either.
Take it easy, man.
Baby, you are
surgeon
called Burton.
Not biting me now, I feed you.
No, bite you in the butt.
See, that's how you get in trouble. Okay, 30 seconds.
Legal advisor from Malta.
The vote was 15 people, two from each
back.
City, one from the board from each city, two additional people from each city. The lab in each city would work through, decide who those two people are by Wednesday night.
Listen.
Thank you, Fred.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Can we vote?
Yes.
Because Gail has to go.
Gail has to go.
Take my position.
No, that's not my vote.
Okay, then again, one more.
There's on the floor a motion.
Vote!
Is going to motion.
Come on.
Wait a minute. I'd like to put a motion on the floor.
There's a motion on the floor.
Vote!
Get water.
Please, people, be quiet.
I'd like to put a motion on the floor that the board chairperson, Sheila Hamanaka, Mimi Rosenberg, and Aaron.
It's only two. It's three.
No, that's three.
It's only three
two people.
But we also.
Ray is one, and two more.
It's Ray.
And two more.
And Mimi and Sheila.
And that's the proposal on the floor.
And you're the alternate. Yes. And I would be the alternate, and maybe I also have a. I don't know if we can put another alternate, but I'd like to.
Someone that suggested Ariana.
Sylvia Arana.
I had proposed her too.
Was she concerned as to whether she wanted to?
She sort of sounded. The three people are Ray, Mimi, and Sheila, with Marion and Sylvia as alternates. That's it.
Second.
Vote. All in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Who opposed?
Anybody abstain?
There's an obsession over there.
Didn't you abstain? Oh, you vote against.
Opposed?
What's the
which one?
Oh, you want me to count?
No, he always opposes.
That's did we count?
Okay,
yeah. No. But Mimi, what did you do?
Come on,
let me call the vote. The vote? All those come in favor, raise your hand.
Raise your hand if you're favor.
Sylvan, I hope people count. Vote for themselves.
Make
one,
sure.
Two. Are you voting, Andy?
He's voting yes.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Andy?
Wait,
no.
Again? All those opposed.
Those, okay, all those opposed.
Okay,
Andy.
One.
One.
Abstention?
Okay.
No, I voted for.
You abstain.
Yeah, Mimi abstain.
Abstaining.
No abstention.
No abstention. Did you abstain?
No.
Zero.
No abstention.
All right.
Well, Tony, Andy, where did you go? You voted again?
You didn't know.
Okay. You want to know if you won.
Are you adjourning the meeting?
I move that the meeting be adjourned. Second.
I second it.
What did you say?
I'm sure you left.
Excuse me. Did you say something?
Oh,
what did you say?
I don't really care.
All I'm saying is that there was, I think
there was a four more votes.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying the vote functions like that, though.
At that point.
The vote functions like that.
Two votes. The vote was on how many people would be on the committee and how long a period.
I understand. I understand.
But
I'm saying the vote, quite often, when there's a broad consensus, there's a good to the next step. And that's why nobody, and actually, that's why nobody did it.
Look at everything that, you know.
They weren't precise.
Because I can tell you, when I saw Carl's statement, when I called Dave, who's the first person I could find, I said, Dave, do you remember it like that? He said, no. We voted different.
You know,
our question was different. We didn't vote, but our question was different.
You know,
I'm serious.
No, they do everything so they get what they want. Everything, you know, all this is for getting a diversity thing together. Which is, I just think that this lab doesn't want elections, and they do everything possible to keep it from happening. And that's really what's happening. They don't want elections. They don't want to give up. Self-selected
power, and
they're
wrong, and they do everything.
They push.
Okay, I agree with you that I want it that way, but I want it solved. You know, this is right.
I'm sorry.
Did you listen to the conversation? Did you listen to it?
We have many decisions.
We agree here, and if I shake my head, it won't show me. And we do it.